Zion Shavat, Sunday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Yaakov Schumann. How to spend your money wisely. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Kaufman, Lil Nishmas, mother and departed wife, Miras Finkel, Bas Rabbi Yitzchok, Yehuda Aleha Shalom.
Jews and their money go back a long way. It's no secret. And we have to analyze when is it good to have money and when is it not good to have money. Sometimes we find Avraham Avinu gave back money, he didn't want the money. Other times, when Paro gave him money, he took the money. So we see that by the Bris Ben Absorim, because Baruch Hu told Avraham, "Vavodim ve'ina esam abam yashana," and then "Va'achreichen yetsu berchush gadol," that they'll go out, Pashas was a lot of wealth. And the question is, why was it so important that the Yidden should go out with a lot of money? So of course if it was up to us to answer that question, it would be simple, to be influential and have money. But what else are we in this world for? But hopefully by the end of this year we'll have a different perspective of that. Towards the end of the parsha of last week, we had the mitzvah of Peter Chamor, that you have to redeem the first born Chamor. And the Gemara in Bukhari asks, out of all the trefa animals, only the Chamor was chosen for this mitzvah of pidyon Peter Chamor. The question is why? And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paying back schar to the Chamorim, that they were used to help the Yidden take the money out of Mitzrayim. That each Yid had 90 donkeys laden with gold and silver, and b'schus that they helped the Yidden with their money, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the mitzvah of pidyon Peter Chamor. So here again we see the importance of the Yidden having the money, to the point that the donkeys who carried the money have to get schar for helping the Yidden with that. So, what's so special about this money? So there's a Moedikah Chasam Sefer that I want to share with Oilo that asks an apparent stirrer that in last week's parsha it says Daber Nobos Neom, that the Yidden, Kadosh Baruch Hu begs, Daber no, and Rashi brings, Ein no, Elo Loshem Bakosha, I beg of you, V'yishalu ish me'esher eyu, V'yishalu me'esher uso, Klei chesed v'klei zov v'smolis. That the Yidden should go around and ask or borrow from the Mitzrim money, Klei chesed v'klei zov, and Kadosh Baruch Hu has to beg, Daber no, as if the Yidden wouldn't do it. Free money, and the Yidden wouldn't do it. Hard to believe. But that's what it says, to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bevakoshem imchem." Bevakoshem imchem. That I have a promise to Avraham Avinu, like we Olam Soin, Brochas, Tav Tesem Veis, Tav Yemi, the Gemara brings it. And in next week's parsha, in B'Shalach, there's a pasuk, Vayasem Moshe et Bnei Yisrael, that normally it says Vayisu, that Bnei Yisrael traveled willingly. And here the pasuk uses the lashon of Vayasa. Vayasa means that they have to be traveled. Someone had to force them, coerce them to travel. Why? Because they were busy with Bidas Hayam. They were busy with Bidas Hayam, that the Mitzrim, when they came to chase the Yidden, took a lot of gold and silver with them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spat out all this biza onto the beach, and the Yidden were busy collecting the money. And Moshe had to pull them away from this biza sayam. Now, between last week's parsha and next week's parsha, 7 days, and that's Berach what it was, 7 days between, in reality, it was about 7 days between Bizas Mitzrayim and Bizas Hayam. And we find a very big difference. That in Bizas Mitzrayim, we have to beg the Yidden. Please, Davar No, please take money. And by the time, 7 days later, they're already so into taking the money that Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them away. This theory asks the Chasam Sefer. And in the same vein, the same way, just asking the question differently, is that on the one hand we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Yidden to have money, and yet we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is taking them away from having the money. What is the difference between the money of Bizas Mitzrayim and the money of Bizas Hayam? So in order to fully understand the Chasam Sefer's Teretz, to introduce a concept, one of my favorite topics, is that there is nothing intrinsically good or bad in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful world, and everything is neutral, let's call it. Everything is neutral. And it's up to a person to decide if he wants to use it for the good or for the bad. Like we see, the pasuk says, "Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'hineh tov me'od." And Chazal tell us that the me'od refers to the Yetzirah. That even that is tov me'od. If it gets used to make us do the right thing, if you do the wrong thing, lighter, lighter. And the Mesillas Yesharim is in his Akdama speaks out this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Rishon and he showed him all the beautiful trees in Gan Eden. And he says, look how beautiful my world is. Tein Dadcho. Pay attention. Beware. That you shouldn't destroy my world. As if Adam Rishon was a pyromaniac wanted to burn down Gan Eden. He didn't know how to make fire yet even. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, Tein dat chosh letachrav es olami. How can you make my olami chorev? Is if you use it for the wrong purpose. If you use it for yourself, for your anah of your guf, then it's a bad thing. Then you machriv olami. Not only is it bad for you, you take the whole world down with you. Whereas if you take the same item and you use it l'shem shamayim for a mitzvah, for the right purpose, so then not only do you get a mitzvah and you're doing good, but the whole world, the item you use to get the whole world, gets elevated. You take the chaymrias and you elevate it to a level of Kedusha. And the Moshe he brings, Yaakov Avinu, lay down, famous dream, and the stones started fighting. Allah Yaneh Tzadik Roshay. I want to be Yaakov Avinu's pillow. What's Epis? What's Pshat? I want to be Yaakov Avinu's pillow. What's a Chosh about? Yeah? So Mistomei, because this way I can be sold on eBay for a lot of money. It's a souvenir, Yaakov Avinu's pillow. Right? And auction it. But Chazal tell us not pshat. It's that Yaakov Avinu, when he goes to sleep, to us going to sleep might be a mundane thing, that Yaakov Avinu going to sleep, especially that sleep, was to reach levels of nevuah, was a sleep that was for the right purpose. It was for Avodas Hashem. And if a person's doing something like Avodas Hashem, so everything that he uses in this world, joins into the mitzvah and gets elevated from the fact that it was used for the right thing. And therefore each stone wanted to be that, reach that tachlis of being niskadesh to the fact that Yaakov Inu used him for the right purpose. The Ran in his drashas speaks out, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask the Yidden to borrow money from the Mitzrim? What's so important that they should borrow money? Yes, he promised Avraham Avinu, but they were going to get business Hayam anyway. They were going to come out with business Hayam, but it was important. V'yishalu ish me'ez re'eyu v'ish me'ez ruso. Already when Moshe Rabbeinu was by the snare, Kadosh Baruch Hu already had to tell him this factor, that don't worry, they'll borrow money, they'll ask their neighbors for money to leave. What was so critical about this borrowing money? As Dr. Ram, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan was that the Mitzrim had to land up in the sea, drown in the sea. That was the big plan. Why? Midah keneged midah. They threw Yiddish kindlach in the river, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done midah keneged midah, and therefore, as a punishment, they had to be drowned in the sea. And that would bring about an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. One of the biggest Kvod Shamayim Kiddush Hashem that there was in the world is Kriyat Yam Suf, was the following Mitzrim being drowned in the sea. And from that we have the Shira, Micha Moicha Velim Hashem, Micha Moicha Nerav HaKodesh, Noira Silas Yisifela, an unbelievable Gilui of Kvod Shamayim in the world. And in order to do that, so the Yidden had to take the money of the Mitzrim, and 3 days later Paro would have charot on what he did. Oy, what did I do sending the Yidden? But to go alone, that wouldn't work. Only he would drown. He had to get all the Mitzrim to come. How do you get all the Mitzrim to come? You tell them that they took our money. These Jews took our money. They said, oh, our money. Okay, we're coming. To get our money back. Right? And they chased the Yidden. It was a madness. What was the madness? That they wanted their money back. They wanted their money back. And to the point that they went into the sea, they chased the Yidden into the Yam Suf, and as I say, the rest is history, and that brought about an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem Kvod Shamayim. Zokte Chasam Sefer, he has the vort that there's a big difference between the Bizis Mitzrayim and the Bizis Hayam. Is that the Bizis Mitzrayim, the purpose was for a mitzvah, Kvod Shamayim, to get Kiddush Hashem into the world. That money has a toeles, the right tachlis, toiv ma'oid. Zokte Chasam Sefer, that a person has a taiva for money only because of the Yetzirah. Because normally money is used for a person's personal use, for the wrong things. And therefore the Yetzirah loves that. And he gives a person a taiva. I want money, I want more money, I want more things, I want more Olam Hazeh. That gives a person a drive to want the money. But the minute the money is for a mitzvah, he takes a step back. It's no more taiva. And when there's no more taiva for money, why should I bother? Why should I bother? Like the Gemara says, just get me out of Mitzrayim. Leave me alone with money now. I'm not into money. Just get me out of jail. Where's your taiva for money? Where's the drive? There's no drive. Why not? Because it's a mitzvah. This money is going for a mitzvah. This money will bring about Kiddush Hashem. Yetzirah takes a step back. And Memeila, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to beg, Daber Novos Neom, Bebakoshim Imchem, I beg of you to take it. Okay, you beg of us, fine, we'll do it. We'll go around, we'll get the money. Right? That was Bizis Mitzrayim. And that brought about Kriyas Yam Suf. But after Kriyas Yam Suf, There was money lying on the beach. What was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of the Yidden taking that money? They had plenty of money already. What was the purpose of that money? That was for their own sake already. Now they were just making the money, as they say. They just wanted it for their own sake. There was no mitzvah involved. The purpose of that money was for their own sake. That's already something bad. Now you're doing something bad. Now Vayasa Moshe Bnei Yisrael, I have to take you away from here.
Why was it a Kiddush Hashem again in Mitzrayim?
Because it brought about the Mitzrayim chasing them, and the Mitzrayim then drowned in the sea. And they would have never followed the Yidden and drowned in that way had they not chased to get their money back. So the Chazon Sofer continues, and he says that there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Rashi brings it, Turei Zov Nase Lechayim Nekudas HaKesef, that chains of gold are made for you with silver ornaments. And Chazal Darshan, that what is this going on? Turei Zov is Bizas Hayam. Im Nekudas HaKesef is Bizas Mitzrayim. And Gedoyla, Bizas Hayam, then the Bizas Mitzrayim, that the amount of wealth that they collected on the beach was more than what they collected from the neighbors in Mitzrayim. So the Chazon Sofer says, if you notice that the Bizas Hayam is referred to as Turei Zov, as Zov. Whereas Bizas Mitzrayim, the good one, is referred to as Kesef. And he says that at the beginning of Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Terchocha to the Yidden, so one of the places that they stop by is Dizohov. And Rashi says we don't find a place called Dizohov. And he brings the Medrash that this refers to the eagle that they made with the Zohov that they took, that they got in Mitzrayim. Says the Chazon Sofer Mori Dekazach. He says, which money did they use to make the eagle? Which money did they use to make the eagle? He says, the yam. The Turei Zohov. The money they took in the yam, that was for themselves. That was for themselves. That money, let's call it Trefergeld. Trefergeld in the form that it was taken for the wrong reasons. That money landed up where? It landed up in an eagle. And what happened with the money that they took out of Mitzrayim and the Kudus HaKesef? That was used for building the Mishkan. It started off with the right kavonas and landed up in the Mishkan, which vayter was another gilui, right, hashchos hashchina through the Mishkan, which was a kapara for the eagle. It was a kapara for the eagle because it was using the money for the right thing. The chinuch. Mitzvah Tov Chof Tes. In the pasuk of Leisovi To'eva Beisecha. So the many pshatim, Leisovi To'eva Beisecha, shouldn't bring an abomination into your house. From TVs to Veva Yisvas. Allah Vodazoras. Right? But the chinuch starts over something very interesting. He says, what's the mitzvah? Shloi lahadbik shum dovor me'al Vodazora. We shouldn't have anything from Avodah Zorah, imamayneinu ubirshuseini lehonis boy. From our money and our rishus, to have an offer from it. Where does money come in to Avodah Zorah? It's that if a person uses olam hazeh and money for his own personal use, that's a teiva. V'leisovi teiva v'besecha. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to use, that we should use our money and our rishus, is not for our personal use, to be nanef for lanam hazeh for the wrong purposes. It's in order for us to be able to do mitzvahs, support our families, and do good things with our money and our rishus. If a person does the opposite, then it's borderline leitzavi tevo beisecho. It's bordering on a Avodah Zorah. It brings about results of an eagle as opposed to a person using his money for the right things, then that brings about a kvod shamayim, and not only he gets the schar of the mitzvah, but the money gets elevated. The money gets niskadesh. The whole world gets elevated through him using it properly. So let's go back one step to the chamoirim again. These chamoirim helped the Yidden take the money out of Mitzrayim. And therefore for that, they deserve a schar. Because the Maral says that whenever we see in Chazal the word chamor, it refers to chomer. Refers to the chomer, the physical world, as opposed to the spiritual. That Moshiach, oni v'reichav ala chamor, he'll be reichav ala chamor, that he'll be above the chomer. He'll be ruling on the chomer. He'll be riding the chomer, not the other way around. These chamorim carried the right geld, the kosher money. So they themselves became niskadesh, because they were being used for the right purpose. They were being used, mekadeshem shomayim, mele, they themselves got a level of kedusha to the point that the bechor of a chamor has to be redeemed. And ends off the Chasam Sefer with a diuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe, promised Avraham Avinu, v'achrichem yetzu b'rechush godol. And he said that the word godol is problematic. As an adjective for money, godol is not such a good word. Why? Because godol normally refers to chashivus. V'eschol egoi godol, make you a choshev a nation. The right word to use would have been roiv. A lot. V'kesev azavir beisilochem. The word for money as a lot is the word roiv. The word godol means choshev. And it says the Chasam Sofer with this vort, it's very poshut. The Kosh Baruch Hu was promising Avraham Avinu, v'achachem yetzu v'rechush godol. Not that they'll have a lot of money, but they'll have the right money. They'll have the choshev of money. What makes money choshev? The fact that it's used for the right purpose. It's used for mitzvahs. It's used for chesed. Used for tzedakah. To support the family. For a Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to use money for, then it's rechush godol. Then v'achachem yetzu v'rechush godol. Whereas if chas v'shalom, a person is making money just for himself, to use on himself, for the wrong purposes, so then, laila, that can become a to resolve, that can become a egal azov. I'll just end off as a story, always need a story, no? That how a person can use his money, it's way beyond us, but it's to believe that there was such people not so long ago in Brisk, when Beis Halevi was still the Rav there, and there was an almana whose husband had died a few years ago, and her children, her married children, were already living in other places, not in Brisk, other places in Europe, and it was very difficult for them to look after their mother, to take turns to schlep, to weeks of traveling just to be with their mother, and every yontif to bring the mother to them, and she didn't want to come. Mucharai. And no matter how much they try to convince her to leave Brisk, I'm not leaving. Not leaving. And they didn't have an answer, didn't know what to do. And so they went to the Beis Halevi and they told him that listen, we want to look after our mother, we want to be mechaved for her sake, for our sake. It would be much better if she moves to one of our hometowns. What should we do? So the Beis Halevi called the mother in and explained to her that for her sake, for everyone's sake, it would be better if she moves to one of her children's houses. So she said that she wants to tell the Beis Halevi a story that she didn't tell anybody. And she says that her husband made a parnosa, nothing grand, enough to look after the kids. But he always put aside a few nickels, whatever the currency was in those days, change that he had in his pocket or a Shabbat, he'd put in a pushka. Why? Because he had this dream. He had this dream that he wanted his own Arba Minim, one sukkah. Back in the days, we don't know what it means. Yeah, every kid has Arba Minim in Islam. But back in the days, it was one Arba Minim for the whole shtot. For the whole shtot. And the Rav would use it, and after shul, everyone would get a turn to shake. Yeah? And he wanted his own Arba Minim to be able to mekayim the mitzvah, dura of us, nanuim, during halal and everything. That was his dream. Yeah, a poshut the balabas in Brisk. That was his dream. And every week he deposited his change in this pushka. And after many, many, many years, he had this big, big bag full of coins. And he decided, oh, now's the time. Now's the time. And he went to the guy who was in charge of bringing in this one little nesek for the shtot. And he told him, I want you to bring two this year. The guy said, how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for it? He says, I have a whole bag of money here. He says, okay, let's count it. And they counted out the money. And the guy started laughing. He said, this is not going to do it. It costs a lot of money to bring in this Arba Minim. So we get one for the whole shtot. This is not even 20% of what it's going to cost you. And the guy was devastated. He came home at Subrochan Yid. He had his whole life, he was dreaming he's going to have this Arba Minim, and he put away money, and Mamash, it wasn't going to be a nice yonta for him. And his wife saw that, and she said, you know what? The children are already married. We don't need such a big house. Let's sell the house, and we'll move into a little apartment, and with the money of the sale of the house, we'll buy Arba Minim. He said, it's a moedik idea. You sure you want to do it? She said, I'm willing. If you're willing, I'm willing. And that's what they did. They sold the house. And with the money from the selling of the house, he bought himself Arba Minim. He bought himself the Arba Minim. That yontef was simcha, sosem simcha. Yet his own Arba Minim was mamish beautiful. So the lady says, every morning I walk past that house. And every morning I get that simcha back. It reminds me of the simcha that we had, that yontef. And it gives me a purpose to live. That house, can you imagine? The house that, for one mitzvah, they sold their house. And this what gave her simcha zachayim, that every time, every morning she walks past that house, and she remembers the simcha they had on that yontef, and that's what gives her koyach to continue loving, even her husband's already dead and her children aren't alive. But the simcha of that mitzvah carries her through every day. Yeah, she says, I can't live brisk. I can't live without that simcha. And the Beis Halevi says, Abba Zoi, Yitaka deserve to stay here. Such an Isha Chashuva, with such an unbelievable perspective of what life is about and what money is for. That's using your money wisely. That this lady sold the house for one mitzvah, but that's the mitzvah that kept her going. With such mitzvahs, we bring about Kiddush Shem Shomayim, bring about Hashkos Hashchina, the building of the Mishkan. Kriyas Yom Tov is the building of the Mishkan. We should take a bizeika, that we should be, see the Oni Roichev Alach Hamor, that we should take a bizeika to the Mashiach, who will give us the right perspective of the world. And with that, should be zeika to the Gura Shleimo.
Boys, if you wish to use your money wisely, I'm not going to let you stay far away.